Atotech Labs, how can I help you?
Hi, Ken, please.
May I ask who's calling?
Absolutely. It's Kevin from Bank of Cardiff, returning his phone call.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling FIDA Technology Laboratories. We appreciate your patience. A representative will be with you shortly.
Hey, Kevin, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
All right. Did you get my email from earlier this month?
I did not, but I received your voicemail today.
Okay. Basically,
the email to me directly?
Yeah, it was basically I just hit return or reply on an email that you had sent to me. Something started making me think that you had not received it. That's why I called today and everything.
Okay. I apologize for that.
Yeah, no worries. As I was trying to explain in the voicemail, we're getting ready to expand and move to a larger facility. And in your email, you had indicated that we've been pre-approved for an additional $150,000 for either equipment financing or for unsecured business loan. I wanted to find out a little bit more about the program, and because I would like to maybe try to borrow some money just to have if things come up, you know, in this move, you know, to cover incidental costs that we may not expect and things like that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that always happens, right?
Oh, yeah. Always does.
How much are you thinking?
Well, what I was thinking was actually between $125,000 to $150,000. It would be used primarily for doing some of the build-out that we need in the new facility, and then basically covering some of the moving costs. And there may be a couple of pieces of equipment that we need to get that would be included. You know, I just include those in that as well.
Okay. Now, do you have any current working capital loans, or have you looked into these products?
Just started looking into
kind of how
them.
They work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, how does yours work?
Who have you talked to about them? Just so I can kind of get an idea of whether ours is similar and have a better starting point, I guess, because they are a little bit different than your traditional funding.
Who was it that I've talked with? I think it was Access Capital was one, and then there was another company, and I can't remember the name of them right now. Honestly, right now I'm drawing a blank as to who it was. But I have
okay, no biggie.
Talked to one or two people, and I do know that everybody seems to be a little bit different and everything with what they propose and everything.
Sure. Well, I mean, Access Capital is essentially us, right? I mean, they have partnered with us on, you know, your previous loan,
right.
Your equipment loan.
Okay, it wasn't Access Capital, sorry. It was Swift Capital.
Okay. Yeah, I know Swift pretty well. So, you know, there's a lot of different programs out there. Because it's a cash loan and it's unsecured, you know, typically the length of time is going to be, you know, 24 months or less for that dollar amount. You know, we'll go out 36 months, but it's usually for, you know, over $1 million.
Okay.
And again, that's just because it's uncollateralized money. It's completely unsecured. We deposit the cash into your checking account and you use it as you wish. We've got no specific stipulations as to how it's used. So it's obviously, you know, higher risk than a collateralized equipment loan.
Sure.
And then, you know, depending on the term that you choose, we have either a daily payment plan or a weekly payment plan, sometimes monthly, but it's pretty rare. It's starting to be approved a little bit more often. But it, you know, it's typically a client that has had three or four different working capital loans with us, and so, you know, the underwriters, I guess, feel like the risk is pretty minimal.
Okay.
So, you know, pretty simple process. The approvals are based off of, the amounts are based off of your average monthly deposits into your checking account. So we would need 6 months of your business bank account statements, your most recent tax return, whether that's 14 or 15, depending on if you're on an extension or not. Mm-hmm. And then I just have a form for you to fill out and you get some options your way. I mean,
okay.
It's different than, you know, the traditional financing that, you know, you've used in the past, but it's really the only source nowadays for capital or unsecured capital, I should say. You know, the credit lines are pretty much non-existent.
Right.
You know, any other type of cash loan or straight, you know, business loan are pretty much non-existent. You know, the big banks aren't offering them. So this is, you know, this is kind of it.
Okay,
but it's perfect for what you're looking for, really, because, you know, you'll be able to use it as you need, you know, through that process.
So what is the interest rate on these?
Well, they don't use an APR like you would on an amortized asset-backed loan.
Mm-hmm.
They use money factor, and that depends on the term. It's all relative to how long you're borrowing the money.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be, you know, as little as, you know, 15 cents on the dollar, or as high as 30 cents on the dollar, just depending on how long you want to borrow the money. And there's no prepayment penalties on these, so you can pay them off early and save a bunch of money. What a lot of our clients tend to do is they'll do what's called a renewal. So they'll look at, say, a 12-month term, or even maybe a 15-month term, depending on what your budget is and what you can handle as far as payment. And then once you're 40% through the note, you can get another influx of cash. We forgive all remaining interest, and your payments can stay the same. So let's say you borrow $100,000 on a 12-month term. At month six, you've paid down your principal halfway.
Mm-hmm.
That's another bonus to this. They're not front-loaded with interest. So at month six, you've paid your principal down halfway. So you can get another $50,000 from us in 6 months, and your payment doesn't change.
Okay.
We forgive all remaining interest on the first note. We create a new note for you at $100,000. And your payment is the same.
Okay.
So a lot of people like that because they tend to look at that payment going out as any other expense, whether that be, you know, labor, fuel, insurance, I mean, you name it. You start to get used to having that expense, but you can call us and get an influx of cash every 6 months and, you know, your expense doesn't increase. So you can have plans for big marketing programs or, you know, you can purchase some of your inventory or product maybe in bulk ahead of time, maybe pay off some of your accounts receivables, you know, negotiate a better, you know, price on your accounts payables. You know, it's a lot of different ways you can use the money. So,
okay.
You know, that's one of the neat things about the product.
Okay.
Now on the equipment though, if you're looking to possibly purchase equipment, I wouldn't recommend using this money for that because the equipment loan is going to be cheaper. Because it's asset-based, and the terms are going to be longer on a monthly payment plan. So you can do 3, 4, 5 years on a piece of equipment on a monthly payment plan, whereas, you know, you can't with the cash. So I would suggest, and I do this with all my clients, to keep the equipment loan separate unless, okay, for whatever reason, you just don't want a lien filed on that equipment. You know, as you know, we file a lien on the equipment until you pay us back. So, you know,
that's understandable.
If you want to own that free and clear for whatever reason, you know, you have to use the cash to do so, but my opinion goes into that.
Let me ask you this. Do you guys consider modular offices, you know, the type of office that can be built and moved and stuff like that, as equipment?
I don't see why not. Now, what do you mean built in the kind of a prefab type, like tilt-up building? Is that what you're referring to?
They're basically prefab offices that come in and you just assemble them in your site where you want to. And 5 years from now, if we decide to move to another facility, we simply come in, take the offices back down, disassemble them, move them to the new office, and reassemble them. I know some places consider that equipment, or a lot of places consider that equipment, but I've run into a couple that said they didn't really consider that equipment. So I know for tax purposes, it's actually considered equipment. It's something that we can write off sooner than later.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, this will go in, say, your warehouse?
Yeah.
Or would it be on, like, a job site? I mean, you guys don't do much on remote jobs, right?
It would go into the warehouse. We're basically will be leasing just a large open warehouse, and our plan was to put these modular offices in the warehouse. They have heating, cooling, you know, electrical, and then, for example, in 5 to 10 years, if we decide we need even a bigger facility, as opposed to having to build out hard walls and stuff like that every time, not be able to amortize that over a shorter period of time. You have to amortize built-out walls over 39 years, whereas equipment, you can, as long as Congress keeps that one clause in place, you can amortize it out over 1 year. And so that's one of the advantages of using them. They look like any other office wall.
Yeah, I don't see that being a problem. And the only concern typically that they have is whether, you know, it can disappear or be moved and stuff like that. So I don't see that being an issue whatsoever. And you're right, with that Section 179, you can use what they call accelerated depreciation as kind of the accounting term and write it off
right
in the first year. So, I don't see any reason why we wouldn't be able to do that.
Okay. Now,
I mean, we do cubicles, office cubicles and things like that, so...
It's not much different than that, except it's, as opposed to a cubicle, it's literally a full room.
Enclosed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if we have a need for both, are we limited with you guys? I mean, are you flexible in terms of you'd be willing to potentially finance both of these?
Yeah, we would finance both of them, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see there being any restrictions, you know. Just like before, you know, if need be, you write two separate loans. You know, in this case, absolutely, it'll be two separate loans because they're two separate products.
Okay.
So it'll just be two separate payments, but it'll be two separate contracts, one's for the cash loan, and then, you know, when you're ready, the second will be for the equipment loan.
Okay.
But yeah, we won't restrict either.
Okay.
We would prefer that, you know, if you are looking for financing, that we do it as opposed to doing part of it for you and you looking elsewhere, you know, to work with somebody else. So, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't you send me the, you said there was a form I'd need to fill out for the working capital loan. Why don't you send that to me? And then I've got most of the stuff that you're saying that you're going to need already pulled together, bank statements, tax returns, that's all electronic, so I can send that on over to you. And then I can also, in a separate email, send to you what I'm looking for as far as some of the equipment is concerned. And then you can kind of take a look at it and see if it's something you guys are interested in. Or if not, you tell me, we part friends. Does that sound all right? Kevin? Kevin?